8 babies have been born in Britain using genetic material from 3 people to prevent devastating and often fatal conditions. The method combines the egg and sperm from a mum and dad with a second egg from a donor woman. It's the first proof it's leading to children born free of incurable mitochondrial disease. Professor Jane Farrar is Head of School of Genetics and Microbiology at Trinity College Dublin. Professor Farrar, good morning and thanks for taking our call.
Good morning to you.
Can you just explain to us first, what are mitochondria and what is mitochondrial disease?
So mitochondria are in all of our cells, and we have hundreds or thousands in every cell, and they make about 90% of all cell energy. So all of the energy you make from oxygen and food is converted into ATP by your mitochondria, and you have hundreds of them doing that job right now, actually in about 40 trillion cells, because that's what you're composed of, which is pretty phenomenal. So inside the mitochondria is a little DNA genome. So while we have what we call our nuclear genome from our mum and dad, we have actually a DNA genome also in our mitochondria, and it's only 16,500 bases of DNA. Whereas the DNA genome we get from the nucleus, our chromosomes, is 3 billion bases of DNA.
So
that's what mitochondria are.
And mitochondrial disease?
A mitochondrial disease is when we have a mistake in or a mutation in that 16,500 bases of DNA. That encodes just 37 genes, but those genes have important functions because I said mitochondria make 90% of your cellular energy. So then the energy in your cells is how you have a deficit, and that can result in lots of neurological and muscular diseases, eye diseases, hearing defects, a lot of different syndromes. So significant disorders, often involving multiple tissues.
So how does making a baby with eggs from 2 women and sperm from 1 man help to eliminate mitochondrial disease?
Well, you know, it's a very simple, it's a simple idea, but obviously quite complicated to implement, but it's a very like IVF. So in this case, you're doing in vitro fertilization and you're using the 3 billion letters of code, the nuclear genome from mom and dad. So the sperm is supplying one set of chromosomes. The mom is supplying in her egg one set of chromosomes. But then there's a donor egg. And the donor egg, the nucleus where the chromosomes are, has been taken out of the donor egg. And what's left is the mitochondria, the mitochondrial genome. That's 16,500 bases of DNA in the mitochondria. And so then the mom's chromosomes, nuclear genome, and the dad's nuclear genome are used and put into that donor egg. It's called pronuclear transfer. That's the terminology. But really, in essence, there's a donor egg, and that donor egg is just supplying a nice, healthy mitochondria without a mistake. The vast majority of the genetics of the individual is still from the original mom and dad, because it's 3 billion letters of code versus 16,500 bases of code. So most of the DNA is from the original mom and dad, and it's just a donor egg that's supplying a normal mitochondria that doesn't have a mistake. And that way, that fertilized egg will have a normal mitochondria, and hopefully that little person from that in vitro fertilization will not have that condition, that mitochondrial disease. So you will have circumvented or overcome, you know, transferring that mitochondrial mutation to the offspring.
Jane, do you know, will there be many calls, will there be many families who will look to avail of a process like this?
So the process obviously is really well regulated. You know, it's going to be really well regulated and focused obviously on people who have very serious mitochondrial conditions. So it'll be regulated by the Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority in the UK, and it is, and that's what it's licensed for. So very serious conditions. They tend to be very rare conditions, but nevertheless very serious, and that's why people want to overcome them. There are quite a number of different mitochondrial disorders. So those 37 genes, when mutated, can cause lots of different diseases, usually, as I mentioned, involving multiple tissues. Not always. Sometimes there are one or two forms of mitochondrial disease that actually only involve eye disease, for example. But most involve multiple tissues, are very, very deemed very serious. And so that would be a focus of attention for a family who's carrying that kind of mutation. They obviously would be focused on wanting to have, you know, a healthy little baby.
Professor Jane Farr, Head of School of Genetics and Microbiology at Trinity College, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.